by the time this episode comes out, I don't know if the hype is going to be dead, but my week was gosh darn made. I tell you what. I tell you what.
I got to see
Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Wheelchair Jimmy, a.k.a. Adrax. Package he was delivering, taking to the post office.
We cannot talk about that on this type of episode.
Who said? I'm just saying. That's all I wanted to say was it's been a good week. If you said, hey, how you doing? And I said, you know, I'm doing fine. First of all, you rude. You didn't even ask me how I was doing. You didn't even ask how I was doing. How I'm doing.
Well, rumor has it.
It's not real.
Yeah. People were saying that it was a prosthetic.
What? Who would spend their money on a prosthetic, though, that looked like that? It was slender. So,
people were... Because obviously I saw the video, but people saved it. Shut up.
I did. People saved it.
I'm one of those
people. And they were like analyzing it. And they were saying like, "Why? First of all, why are there no veins?
That. where were his giblets?
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. So they were like, this is a little iffy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's funny. I was like, boy, he is in a predicament, isn't he, huh? He's in quite a pickle.
I feel like he leaked it himself.
That's what I think.
Because people were like really coming after him because of Meg Thee Stallion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I feel like he was trying to take the heat off of him and Nicki Minaj, so.
He was like, hey, let me helicopter dick real quick. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
That's funny. Okay.
That is funny. What'd you say?
Yolanda, how you say her last name? Saldivar, whatever her name is.
I don't even know her last name. That's how, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just know Yolanda Saldivar.
Yeah.
Okay. See, here's the thing.
What?
I think I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not gonna watch it like because I care about what she has to say. You know what I mean? But yeah. I'm kind of intrigued as to like what the fuck.
I think I know what she's going to say because she's been saying it for years.
What?
It's either that her and Selena were together or...
Together like...
Lovers.
Come on. That is all I get. Is there... Okay. I'm sorry.
Or... So she was still in like Selena's clothes, right?
Yeah.
So her family has the clothes, but they're saying that Selena gave them to her because she was about to run away with a guy that she was cheating on her husband with. But I'm like, if that's the case, wouldn't she just give you her regular clothes? Why is she giving you clothes she performed in?
Right.
Because if you look at the clothes they had, it was clothes that she performed in.
Right, that doesn't make
that
sense.
That Yolanda was sitting up there stealing.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
So,
yeah, you would think that stuff like that I would leave for my family. That way, because if I'm about to run away and I'm saying I'm never going to perform again or whatever, that doesn't make sense. Even if that was the case, how you go from that to murdering her? What was...
Exactly. And before we start, another documentary that's coming out, I was like, they better get him out of here. Dan Schneider, it's a Nickelodeon documentary that's going to come out.
No way. I thought you was going to say Wendy Williams, girl, because I'm pulling up on that thing.
I don't know if it's going to be specifically Nickelodeon, but it's a lot of child stars from Nickelodeon that's going to be in it, so...
Oh my gosh, the people want to know the truth. Quiet on the Set.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Oh my gosh, when does it come out?
I think March. Ooh. I think like the middle of March, maybe.
Greetings, strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And welcome to another episode of It's a Strange World After All. At the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange.
In today's episode, we discuss the disappearance of Relisha Rudd.
Relisha Rudd was born October 29th, 2005 in Washington, D.C. Relisha was the second of Shamika Young's children, and they lived in an apartment in the southeastern D.C. neighborhood of Congress Heights. In 2008, Shamika met Antonio Wheeler, and after 5 months of dating, Antonio moved in with the family. In 2014, the couple was unable to pay their rent, and they were evicted from their apartment.
The family moved into the D.C. General Homeless Shelter. Once they settled in, Shamika met 51-year-old Khalil Tatum, a janitor who worked at the shelter. Khalil had a felony record for burglary, larceny, and breaking and entering. He was also known for being close with several of the residents, which was against the shelter's policy, and for paying close attention to the young girls. 51-year-old man.
Yeah, that's a red flag. That's a major, major red flag. It's bad enough that you're already, I guess, breaking the rules at your place of employment, which, man, but it's the rule that it is. You're talking to young girls. Like, what do you possibly have to say to someone that young?
True.
I don't know. Like, I get like a mentor type of thing, but, and then, yeah, and then you're not talking to any of the young boys. They're saying specifically that you were paying close attention to younger girls.
Yeah. And then, did they even do a background check on him? Because he's a felon.
Oh, you're saying the homeless shelter, did they do
one? Yeah, the shelter, yeah. Or maybe they just needed help.
Yeah, I was going to say a position like that. Maybe they did, but if he didn't have, let's see, it was burglary, larceny, breaking and entering. It's not like assault, sexual assault, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, a lot of places that have a lot of children that frequent there, they don't hire any type of felon. Like, it doesn't matter what you were, you know, what you did, you're a felon.
That's fair.
So they're not going to have you around a bunch of kids.
That's true. I don't know. That's interesting. Maybe because it was a homeless shelter. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Khalil befriended Shamika and became really close with Relisha. He bought Relisha a tablet computer and took her to see Disney on Ice. Question. No, let me finish. No, a question. She had other kids, correct? She had other kids.
Yes.
He just took her?
I don't remember how many kids she had. I think she has, I know for sure she has a boy.
She has four total. She has, because in that interview, she said that she didn't want them to take her other kids. So I think it's Relisha and three boys.
Yeah, because I was like, I know she had boys because I didn't put it in here because it was just rumors, but it mentioned her sons. I just didn't know how many.
And it could have been her trying to protect them, like the other kids. Yeah, we'll say three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have other kids, but he was only taking her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just don't sit right with me.
It shouldn't.
Okay. Eventually, Shamika allowed Khalil to keep Relisha overnight where they were allegedly staying with his grandmother.
How old was his grandmother? He was 51. Never mind.
Ooh. No, that's a good question, because if he's 51. But you know,
she was probably 16. Because you know black folks.
That's true. Yeah, but grandmother, because his mom could have been like in her 70s.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it his grandmother or her grandmother?
His.
Oh, because in another interview, well, in that same interview, she said that she thought, Shamika said that she thought that Relisha was with her mom and her sister.
That's
what she said.
Her story changed a lot. So if you're going by her, then I don't know.
Okay.
But the articles I read, it was basically saying he was taking her because he was saying that he lived with his grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But still, why are you letting him take her? And it would make more sense if it was her grandmother.
Yeah, it would make more sense.
Yeah. But no, it was his.
And then, yeah, why are you letting him buy her things? Like, if you're going to buy us anything, you can buy some groceries or something. You're not going to pay for a tablet for just her. I have an other kid.
Yeah. And Disney on Ice. That stuff is expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. In February 2014, Relisha stopped attending school. Shamika provided a note saying that Relisha was having health problems and was in the care of a Dr. Tatum. Lord.
What?
Because it's the janitor.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's Khalil?
Yeah.
Girl.
His last name is Tatum.
Tatum. Yeah. Okay.
The school contacted Dr. Tatum, but when he failed to show up for a meeting with them, a counselor contacted the police to report Relisha missing. By this time, Relisha had not been in school for a month.
See, that's where you done messed up. Why would you give them a note and say that she was in the care of Dr. Tatum? That's fishy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I hate to, because if I do bring it up, it'll be at the end. But I hate to, when we do cases like this, to talk about rumors. But so a few years ago, this case like went viral. I think it was because they went on Steve Wilkos. People started like paying attention. And then that's when all the rumors started from people in that area. But then it's like, it's rumors, but then it's like some of
it. But what rumors? I thought you were about to say some. What rumors?
That's why I was going to say I would save it to the end, but if you want me to.
Oh, no. You did say that. We can save it. I forgot you said that. I was so invested that I forgot. I was like, rumors. Stop spreading those rumors around.
Lord.
Stop spreading the lie.
But yeah.
What does that make you think of?
Proud family.
Okay.
What did you think you didn't think I would get?
That's
it.
Not an actual song. I thought that was an actual song.
I don't think it is.
It's not.
Is it? I just thought it was something on the Proud Family.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
It may be, but
there is a song about rumors, but I don't know how it goes. And I'm not talking Fleetwood Mac. There's another song I think about rumors.
It's probably the same one I'm thinking of, but I cannot, because I'm thinking of Proud Family, so.
Yes. Okay. And not Lizzo either, but okay. I'm here. We're here. We're focused. Oh, and for a month? Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah.
A month? See, this is why they have gotten because the day that your kid can miss school now for a day, and they send like a little voicemail and it's like, you did not send your child to school today. Like, what is going on? They don't play. That's crazy. Yeah, a whole month.
I know how they used to be calling. I ain't even going to put her business on.
You done already put her business out. You was about to say Keisha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keisha, your sister.
I was like, wait. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Because how do you skip elementary school? That's one class.
I don't know. The Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia launched a missing persons probe on March 19th, 2014. The investigation revealed that Khalil Tatum and Relisha were caught on camera walking down a hallway at a Holiday Inn Express in Northeast Washington, D.C. on February 26th. Footage from March 1st showed Relisha walking and holding hands with Khalil to a room at a Days Inn on New York Avenue in D.C. On March 2nd, Khalil left that same room, but Relisha wasn't with him. He went to a nearby store and bought a shovel, lime, and 42-gallon trash bags.
Yeah, why is she at a hotel with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Why is she holding your hand, too? She's eight.
Yeah.
Why are you touching her?
Why hasn't the mom, like, the school reported her missing? So what was her mom doing that whole time? What was the family doing?
Hello? Yeah, because the math ain't math. And now that I think about it, I'm going to have to watch some more interviews because the ones that I watched, I'm like, she's saying she thought she was with somebody else. That's from what I gathered. She had also said, oh, well, I was afraid that if I reported her missing, they were going to try to come take my other kids, which I get. I understand, you know, how the system treats us. But at the end of the day, like, your child is missing. So you could have even done your own search parties at that point.
And I'm going to just say this. I know we're going to talk about it later, but you have to see the clip of the Steve Wilkos show because it was her, her mom, and the guy she was with. And it was like basically her mom and her boyfriend were accusing her of something with, you know. And I think that's when people started looking into it because I'm like, nothing makes sense. I know we say that about a lot of cases, but
because they don't be making sense. It's adding up, yeah. And yes, I said because they don't be making sense. Oh, wait, yeah. And last thing. You're in Washington, D.C. You're in the city. Yes, he is a janitor, but that's all he is. He's not like a handyman or engineer or anything like that. What? Or gardener or anything like that. What are you doing with a shovel, lime, and some trash bags? Which I guess trash bags make sense. But the shovel and lime.
And lime, yeah. The same day Relisha was reported missing, Khalil Tatum's wife, Andrea, was found shot in the head in a motel in Prince George's County, Maryland. We've had a lot of cases in this area because the Weepy Voice killer, we did. And it was, I think, like two more because I just remember Prince George's County.
It sounded familiar. You know, I don't remember. Yeah. It sounded familiar, though.
Yeah. I guess it's because I'm the one, like, looking into it, so, it, like, stuff just sticks out to me. CCTV footage showed Khalil and Andrea entering the motel room the night before. D.C. police obtained an arrest warrant for Khalil and his wife's murder. However, on March 31st, Khalil's body was found in a shed in Kenilworth Park. His cause of death was an apparent suicide by the same gun that killed his wife. So now the last person with her is dead.
Yeah. In October 2017, Relisha's mother, Shamika Young, her stepfather, Antonio Wheeler, and her grandmother, Melissa Young, made an appearance on the Steve Wilkos show. That's what he was talking about. All three was asked to take a polygraph test, but Shamika refused.
So I think everybody knows at this point that polygraph tests are pretty much unreliable. But the mother and Shamika's boyfriend, they passed. So, and then, like, if you don't have anything to hide, just take the test.
Right.
I mean, either you're going to pass or you're going to fail. Like, if you... They're unreliable, but then, like, if you pass it, you pass it. So.
Yeah. And if you fail, it's not enough for them to say, book her.
Yeah. And I mean, they were, like, going back and forth. Like, it was intense. I would recommend. I mean, I found the clip. Did you put the link? Or no?
Oh, no. You said you saved it? I can. Yeah, I did save it.
Okay. I mean, it's on YouTube. All you have to do is put Steve Wilkos and Relisha Rudd, and it should come up.
Antonio and Melissa were asked if they participated in any way in Relisha's disappearance. They both said no, and the results confirmed they were telling the truth. Simple as that.
Yeah, I just don't get why she didn't take it. But anyway, there are a few theories as to what happened to Relisha. The main theory is that Relisha was either murdered by Khalil or sold to sex traffickers, but the sex trafficking theory has been ruled out by DC police. In an interview with the Washington Post, a senior law enforcement official suspected that Khalil had been sexually exploiting Relisha and possibly pimping her to others and may have killed his wife after she found out. So basically sex trafficking.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, they ruled it out, but I want to know how, like, how did they rule it out? And I feel like this is another one where they didn't really take it too serious. Because there's really not much you can find out about an investigation.
That's insane. That's insane because you have a missing child. And then, yeah, you have two bodies. You have a missing child and two bodies. Two people that were killed. So, and you know, they're all linked. They have to all be linked.
Yeah, they have to be.
So another theory is that Khalil's brother-in-law, I can't, Ricky, I had to get it out. You know, I had to get it out. My dad was just watching it. He was just watching it. And I was like, why are you watching this?
Wait, I just remember Jack Black. What was the movie? Where they were recreating all those movies.
Yes, I remember what you're talking about, but because you asked, Be Kind Rewind.
Yes.
I would try
Jack
to
Black
find
had
that.
The little afro.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Okay.
When he got shot, they had that pizza under his head.
You know. Okay, serious. Ricky. Another theory is that Khalil's brother-in-law, Ricky Sheridan Lyles Sr., may have been involved and could have killed Khalil. Shamika Young stated on the Steve Wilkos show that Khalil had been shot twice, indicating Khalil never committed suicide. Ricky was questioned and ruled out as a person of interest. In 2017, Washington, D.C. officially named July 11th Relisha Rudd Remembrance Day. In 2020, a new age progression photo to show what Relisha may look like at 14 years old was released.
Relisha Rudd has never been found, and family members and law enforcement have conducted countless searches over the years since Relisha's disappearance.
Final thoughts and theories.
So I'm going to say I feel like the mom is a little shady. So one of the main rumors, and this is from people in that area and people in general. So people in the area are saying that she sold Relisha to Khalil. And they're saying this because how do you go from being homeless? And this all happened really quick. So she ended up getting an apartment, and then she was posting on Facebook her sons. She had bought them Jordans, like a couple pairs of Jordans each, all kinds of clothes. And they were saying, where did this money come from? Because you don't have a job and you were literally just homeless. So people thought that was a little fishy. And then there were pictures of her with like stacks of money.
What?
And this is all alleged. I didn't see it, but this is what I was coming across.
Yeah.
Like when I was looking into it, I'm looking at the mom. I feel like she knows what happened. That's just my opinion. Because I don't want to get sued.
Allegedly, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. You didn't even really know this man and you're letting him take her. That is suspect to me.
Yeah, the fact that she was letting him take her and be alone with her is insane to me.
Yeah.
And you have other kids. If anything, he should have been hanging out with those boys. He could have been hanging out with the boys. He could have been taking them places.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, you don't know him.
Yeah, it's weird either way for them to be unsupervised like that. Male yeah. or female, what have you.
So I found one of the pictures, and this is from April 4th, 2014, but it's the stepdad. I don't know if you could see. He has money in his mouth. I just sent it to you, but he has money in his mouth. This was posted on this page April 4th, 2014. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is saying in the caption, I just sent you the picture. I didn't send you the actual post. But in the caption, it says that the mom received $4,000 shortly after the disappearance. So the grandmother is saying that the money came from a disability check and another check, but they don't know what it was. Shamika was saying, oh, that was my income tax. So it could have been because it was in April.
Yeah, depending on when she filed, and then she has multiple yeah. children. So it could have been. It could have been.
But then she's saying it's income tax. But then she said it was a settlement from a car accident they had in 2013. So what is it? Is it income tax or is it? I don't know. Then it says that she said that her attorney could confirm that she got a settlement. But this page says the attorney hasn't returned their calls. That's why I was like, her story just keeps changing.
I don't know. I don't have any theories. She does seem suspicious. She does seem to know more than she's letting on. And it's just sad. If that's what happened, it's just really sad.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel like this one is not gonna get solved unless they find her body, because they don't even know if she's alive.
Right.
But then what did he have a shovel for? A shovel and trash bags.
That's true. Not unless he had lime. It. Not unless he had it for his wife. Because it was, she went missing, right? Then his wife, they found his wife, mm-hmm. and then they found him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how Shamika said that he had 2 gunshot wounds, I couldn't find anything saying that he had 2 gunshot wounds. Everything says 1. So I don't know. Yeah, this one is tough because I feel like whatever happened to her, Khalil did it. But I feel like the mom knows. I feel like Shamika knows, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I could believe that she sold her into prostitution, but what did Khalil's wife have to do with anything? Was she going to snitch on him? Like, how did she get tied
That's
into it?
That's what they're making it seem. Now, I think some kind of way she found out and he just killed her. Now, why his brother would kill him, I don't know. If what Shamika is saying is true.
Unless some people's theory is that he is in charge of some kind of child sex ring. I don't, conspiracy, and was going to like tell. I have no idea.
Yeah. Cause I feel like when I first heard about this, I went down a rabbit hole, and that's how I found like the interviews and the Steve book. First of all, and that's another thing, though. Why get going on like shows like that to, you know, bring awareness and put it out there? But why would you go on Steve Wilkos of yeah. all the places you can go?
Right.
And then why would you go on there acting like, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it. Well, that is all. She is listed on the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and they do have a number that you can call if you have any tips or have any additional information.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, X at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please, please, please write a positive review.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? What are your theories on this case? Do you have any information that we didn't discuss today? There's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. If you have any movie or documentary suggestions of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre that you would like us to review, email your submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com. or DM us at any other social media platform dimensioned. Even if you just want to say, hey there, oh, we'll be there.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. Also, you know, thank you for keeping it strange with us, but also thank you for keeping it blackety black. Black, y'all, yes. for this month with us. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.